Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
We have some significant news for the Green Bay Packers. Sources say they have informed Pro Bowl cornerback Jair Alexander of his release. This has been one that has been up and down, back and forth for the last several months, has battled some injury issues over the last couple years. This offseason, the two sides agreed to explore a potential trade. That trade did not happen. So at that point, they discussed a potential pay cut, a restructured contract, could not agree to terms on that either. In the end, the Green Bay Packers opt for a clean break. They are moving on, and now one of the more talented corners in the NFL expected to be available today.
Ian Rappaport, Jair Alexander. I saw just moments ago that Alexander signed a big extension in Green Bay and didn't play a lot. And same with David Bakhtiari. They've signed two of their core guys to big extensions, and then both got hurt and barely played. Like, Alexander might have played half of the games after signing his big extension.
Yep, if that.
30 out of 51, and David Bakhtiari played 13 out of 51. Both signed their extensions in late 2020,
yep.
And out of 102 potential games between the two of them, they got 43. That's tough.
Which is a shame for Alexander, especially because I've seen a lot of this on Twitter since he got cut. When he's been on the field, when he's been healthy, he's the best corner since he entered the league. But
he's just not on the field that much.
He's never on the field. He's never, ever on the field. Which, and it's a shame, because if he was, I mean, the Bills, you know. I don't want to say they need a corner.
No, I think they definitely
do. But I would love one to be a stud, but this guy's not healthy enough to warrant, I think, signing over anybody that they have right now.
No, if you were going to sign him over anybody, it would be over Trey White.
And you already signed Trey White.
Yeah.
And they would have known throughout the whole spring. There were comments made by Brian Gutekunst going back to February that, like, this relationship is over.
Yeah.
The Alexander and the Packers. So, I mean, the Bills probably, in most NFL teams, would have known this guy's going to come available eventually. And they said, we're good. We'll go Trey White now rather than in 2 months sign higher reward, probably, but maybe also a higher risk signing. Not that Trey White hasn't had his own injury problems.
Yeah. Trey White, doesn't it feel like he was gone for years?
It does. He kind of was. He was just on the injury shelf.
Right. That's probably what makes it feel like he was gone for so long. He was not.
Like, how many games has he played in the last 4 years for the Bills?
Ooh, for the Bills.
Yeah, last 4 years. He was only gone for one.
Yeah, his last 4 years games played in 2022 at the Bills, 2021, 11,
okay,
6, 4. Those are his last three Bills seasons. And then with the Rams and Ravens last year, 11. So he's not played.
So since, how about this? Since Thanksgiving of 2021.
Yeah. He has played in.
He's played 10 games?
10 for the Bills and 11 for 11 last year. So 21 games since Thanksgiving 2021.
Okay.
Yeah. If he doesn't get hurt, do they just re-sign him and keep the party rolling?
Sure. Or did they even need to re-sign him? Wasn't he under contract for
a lot of years?
Yeah, like, so here's Alexander. He signs his deal and then starts getting hurt immediately after the fact. How soon into Trey White's extension was he getting injured? He signs his deal 4 years, $69 million in 2020.
Yeah, and 2021 is when he gets hurt.
Okay.
So a year and a half in?
Actually, really, the other way to look at this, is this right? He wasn't fully through his rookie contract. His rookie contract is 2017 through 2021. So was his new extension not even kicked in yet by the time he was starting to get injured all the time? Because that's tough.
That happens, yeah. 803-0550 is our phone number if you want to give us a ring.
This would have been the final year of his deal. Right here.
Wow.
The extension he signed this year, 2025, would have been the final year of Trey White's of his big extension when he got it. So,
803-0550. Join us on anything. We talked a lot about James Cook today. You can throw that our way. Put some Sabre stuff. We got Game 3 of the Cup Final tonight. I got exciting news. Ready?
Ooh. News?
Yeah.
What do you got?
I learned how to play croquet.
Oh.
It's not that complicated. But, yeah, learned how to play croquet. Legitimate, real, on a croquet pitch.
I would say it shouldn't have took that long to pick it up.
No. One game, and then I learned the strategy and understood the strategy. Over there at Delaware Park, they've got those croquet courts.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Family has a membership over there. My stepfather-in-law has a membership. Family went over, learned how to play croquet.
Nice. How'd you do?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's challenging, and I had no idea how much strategy there was involved. Knocking other players out, playing with teammates.
Yeah, there's defense, yeah, right, I would, in croquet?
I probably would not have thought of croquet as a top-tier lawn game until yesterday. And now I'm ready to say, like, in a lawn game draft, it's lawn game season.
Oh.
Lawn game draft.
Yeah.
In a proper croquet, anybody can play it.
Yeah.
Doesn't take a lot of athleticism, some skill, some strategy.
Have we as a society outgrown it, though? Because you don't see it very often.
No, you don't.
If I go to a local sporting goods store and I go through the lawn game section, I'm not even sure I'm going to see croquet.
I think you would see croquet.
You think you'd still see it in stores?
Yes, I think you'd still see it.
I don't see people walking out with
it. I think the problem that croquet runs into is in order to really play it, you probably need the kind of grass that I played on yesterday, not your regular mowed lawn. Right. Like, what do we play on? We play it on effectively a fairway, a nice short cut lawn game kind of. And croquet is, I mean, are you going to cut your grass like that?
You don't think you could play it well on like the amount, the height that you normally cut your grass to?
Nope. I really think that's what it is.
You could lower your mower a little bit.
I drop my mower.
You would do that just for croquet.
I drop my mower all the way down and it's still not low enough.
Really?
Yeah, this is really, really tight.
You need like a golf mower.
Yes.
Like that cuts greens.
Yes.
Almost.
What's the number one pick in a lawn game draft?
Not croquet. I do like croquet. I've not played croquet since I was a kid, so maybe I shouldn't judge it fully. The number one lawn game is gonna be, let's see, you got Can Jam here. You got horseshoes, right? What else?
Bocce. Badminton.
Bocce is fun.
Badminton.
Or is that counting?
Yeah, why not?
You need a lot of setup for that.
You need a net and two rackets. Badminton.
Yeah, but you need, the net is more than, the net is like, you got to have stakes in the ground, right?
All
right. Yeah. I don't know. I've never considered badminton a lawn game.
Oh, it's definitely a lawn. You've only played it in a gym?
Yes. Okay. I guess that's why.
It's a great lawn game.
I would have only played it in a gym. Yeah. Because then would volleyball qualify as a lawn game?
I guess it could.
But you would never...
I wouldn't say it, no.
If we were going to have a lawn game draft, someone tried to draft volleyball, I think I'd want to say not allowed.
I feel like a lawn game has to be below a certain level of athleticism. The idea is
right,
I can play it with a beer in one hand most of the time.
Okay.
Which croquet you really can't do. You need two hands for that mallet. Just put your beer down.
That's right.
Like bocce. Beer in one hand, bocce ball in the other. Badminton. If you're playing pretty intensely, you're going to put it down.
Cornhole.
Sure.
Cornhole, you only need
drink
the one
in hand.
Definitely only need
can
the one
jam.
Hand. I played for the first time about a month ago. Is this even a common game or is just one person has it? Washers?
Yep.
where like you have the long skinny board with the different holes in it.
Yep.
Maybe it was this board, but there were three of the four of us that had never played this before. And one of our buddies had played before. They were his boards. And we played this game for 20 minutes, and the three of the four of us never got it in. Not one time. So I don't know if that game is just hard to pick up or it was that iteration of it, but I feel like it could be a fun game. I just could not do it whatsoever. What's the game with the two balls with the string and you throw it onto the
ladder,
like shelves?
Ladder ball?
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, ladder ball.
Ladder ball?
This reminds
me fine.
That the most fun lawn game ever invented is Beersby.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I will go to bat for ladder ball.
Wait, no, he's right.
It's Beersby.
If you've never played Beersby, two poles right across from each other. Yeah,
with a bottle on the top, and you throw the Frisbee.
Yep.
That's right.
And
I always
you try to hit it.
Yep.
And then
the other team can catch the Frisbee or the bottle.
Or if you have two, you could try to.
Yep.
It happens so quickly, though, that you and your partner got to have really good chemistry to know, like, who's going for the bottle, who's going for the Frisbee if it hits it.
You ever play that?
That is a great game.
It's awesome.
I think of that more as a beach game, though. But again,
I do too.
I'm just doing where I've played it, I guess.
I do, too, because I had a buddy that dove trying to catch the bottle and smashed a bottle on, like, hard ground. So we were like,
this is
beach only now.
A lot of those games will come with a plastic bottle that's reusable that goes on the top.
Yes,
like, don't actually use a glass bottle. Use a plastic bottle.
Or if you do use a glass bottle, I've seen, like, you just use hockey tape and just tape it.
Yeah, tape it up real tight.
Thick as you can get it.
That makes sense.
Yeah. That is a great game. Right. That would be in my top five.
I would go to bat for ladder ball. Jeremy, you remember when we had ladder ball at the cottage. And we would play that for hours. It was the best. That's cornhole.
There's another game, if anybody has ever heard of this, it's called like Viking Chess. I think it might also be called Cub.
What?
Yeah, I know. I'd never heard of this either. So we're Lawn Game Radio. Hey, welcome to June. Minicamp's tomorrow. We'll get a little more James Cook tomorrow. So look up Viking Chess. The way that it works is we played it at my brother-in-law's bachelor party, and all you do is somebody brought this big set. It's a bunch of wooden blocks, and you set up two lines, and you're throwing something at something, and I would have to relearn it and relearn the strategy.
Uh-huh.
But we played it for 3 days straight, and it was either really fun or we were just, you know, having a good time drinking beer, playing a lawn game.
Yeah.
But it was a ton of fun. Cub?
K-U-B-B?
Yeah. Viking chess. Like, it might be invented in Scandinavia or something.
Yeah, it looks very odd. I don't know how. This is the type of game where I would approach this little field with, it's, you have the five little blocks on each side and then a big block in the middle, and I would be very intimidated by that and just, like, walk away.
Yeah. I've seen this before. I've always wanted to play this because this is way back, and this might unlock a memory for some people, but in elementary school, we used to play bowling pin dodgeball where you would have three bowling pins set up on either side of the gym, and you'd play dodgeball normally, but as soon as you knock down a bowling pin, everyone that you've tagged out on the other team, they can come back in. And it's like the goal is to knock down all the bowling pins without running out of people. But if you knock down a pin, you let the people out. this probably isn't how this game is played, I'm assuming, but the setup reminds me of that. I don't know why, but it looks interesting, though.
Okay. Have you ever heard of the game called First and Ten?
No.
I guess it's Frisbees, but it's like little... Jay Harris is texting me about it. His father-in-law actually invented it. This looks like this could be a good one. It's a mini field goal post. Like a football field goal post, and you have to throw the Frisbee around the field goal post. That would be hard, though, to get it around that thing. If you hit it, maybe it's a point, too. I don't know. Spike ball, also great. Although that doesn't fit your qualification of you don't have to really do anything athletic. Spike ball, you got to be pretty athletic to do it well.
Yeah. What else? Anything? Lawn darts? I was in a beer Olympics a while back. I'm trying to think of all the events.
Yeah. How many of these are recent? I mean, cornhole is not cornhole. Can jam is like within the last 10 years, right? Or does that go back further?
It goes back further.
Okay. Because cornhole?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Cornhole, I mean, without knowing this, I want to say cornhole goes back like 50 years.
In the 60s?
Yeah.
We were playing cornhole?
Yeah. I mean, you could convince me they're playing cornhole in the 1800s.
Cornhole was invented in 14th century Germany.
There you go. All right, good. Okay, yeah.
That's like the lore part of it, but concrete origin story is the 19th century.
Yeah.
So 1800s, perfect. Yeah, like, hey, let me see if I can throw this in there. All right.
Yeah, that's right. Have you ever ventured into these, like, golf chipping cornhole games to see?
I have the game Chippo, where it's like a cornhole board, and you hit off a mat, you hit the golf ball into the spots. Yes, I have one of those.
I've never ventured into those. I've seen them.
You guys ever seen the
fun,
big golf?
But people could do it.
It's like the club is bigger, the ball's like a softball size ball, and the hole is like a big can.
Yep.
And you like set it, there's like it comes with like I think 3 or 6 holes, and you just set them up wherever you want, and it's like it's so much easier to put the ball in the hole, but it's also like if you miss the hole on your first shot, you're probably not going to do very well. Like the hole is only like 20 yards long, but if you get a hole in one, it's like an average score.
Yeah.
A hole in one's average?
I think so. As long as the way I read the scoring was like, yeah, you're pretty much going to get this in one or two.
The YouTube chat is going off about this. I do not believe that slip and slide, though, is considered a lawn game. You do it on a lawn, but it's not really, it's not a game. Doesn't count.
No slip and slide? Not giving it? That's right. It's not a game.
No.
It's not a game.
Water balloon tosses on here, too. Now we're just doing field day in school, I think.
Nothing wrong with that. Those are fun days.
No, those are fun. Potato sack race. Of course. Always fun.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550, if you'd like to join us. Jeremy and Joe on WGR. It's a Monday. It's beautiful. Going to rain a little bit. Looking a little bit of rain.
Nah.
I thought it was supposed to rain a lot more this past weekend. Looks like tonight we get some rain.
Yes. We also, I think we are done with the super cold temperatures, right? Can I say that? Knock on wood. We're into June. It's been pretty nice, 70s and whatnot. I don't think it's going back down to where it was 2 weeks ago. But when are we going to get the, we're going to figure out James Cook tomorrow. When do we get the rivalry jerseys? Is that coming soon?
That's a good question.
Do you think we'll not get that until like near the season? July, there's nothing happening in football. If the NFL wants to steal some storylines and stay in the news, I mean, release one a week. There's a bunch of teams doing it. Release one a week. But I have no idea. They haven't said when they're releasing that or when they're coming up with that. I saw more mock-ups this weekend. That's why it popped into my head.
You saw the Bills mock-ups?
Bills mock-ups. Yeah.
Are any of them good?
No. Remember I showed you a Nickel City silver one? That is still the best one that I've seen.
All right.
Nothing that I've seen that beats that. Everyone wants to do the Zubas.
That's what I want to do.
Yeah. Sometimes they just look too... I think they got to be a little... They're too wild. Like, the whole pants being that's too much.
What about the inside of the numbers being Zubas? Like inside the 17?
That or do one stripe like that? You can't do the whole uniform that way.
I agree. You can't have the numbers be it, though, because those...
It'd be hard to see.
I need people to be able to see the numbers, and for them to be borderline camouflage is tough.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah, but give me the Zubas. I'm into it. Game 3, Stanley Cup Final tonight. Let's go.
Betting the Oilers?
I don't know. McDavid's over-under on points is 1.5, and it's minus money.
That's crazy.
Minus money on 2 points. How about Rodgers hitting 1 year, $13 million with the Steelers? Is there anything weird about that?
It was lower than I thought it'd be. Because what he, that's like, isn't that like almost backup money?
It's good backup money. Incentives, he can get up to 19.
Okay. But $13 million.
13 is super low.
How about the fact that they're putting 1 year, $13 million up on the headline when doesn't every contract ever always show the big number? Not like the guaranteed number. Like $13 million, he's making less money than Daniel Jones, Justin Fields. See, this is kind of like when we talked about receiver last week. There's like sometimes there's pockets of a salary that don't exist
and
for a position.
And there's no quarterback making 13.
No, between 10 and $20 million. How about this? Between 10 and $33 million. There's only three veterans. Daniel Jones, Justin Fields, and Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson makes 10 a year, Daniel Jones 14, Justin Fields 20. Otherwise, you go all the way up to Baker Mayfield at $33 million a year. So there's no quarterback in the league that makes between 20 and $30 million per year.
Interesting.
So he kind of finds himself in one of those categories. I guess he just wanted to play. That's it. He didn't do it. He's not getting big money for it.
We'll get a break in 803-0550 if you want to join us on the phones, on the chat. Happy June 9th. Game 3 tonight, Stanley Cup Final. You can hear that game here on WGR. It's a 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock puck drop from Sunrise, Florida, between the Oilers and the Panthers. Somebody goes up 2-1 tonight.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.